Welcome back. It's Inside Agriculture on this final day of June, but also end of the quarter, halfway through the year of 2020-25. And we have a holiday shortened trading week this week, 4 days of trade Monday through Thursday. Let's look back at last week. Market analyst Dan Huber on PBS's Market to Market over the weekend. And last week was a bad week for corn. New crop, December corn.
You know, here again, too, if you look at December corn as a whole, we're really just into some support areas, compared to where the December of last year found a low in August, September of last year. So I think we're kind of at a bench. This is where we could find value. But to really turn around from this point in time, we're going to need a stimulus. Most likely that stimulus would have to come from a weather problem. Up until this point, you know, that has not materialized. But we've got certainly the most critical 30 days just in front of us here. So interesting things could come about yet.
Last week in soybeans, also uninteresting and lower.
You know, of course, go back a week. A week ago, we had the beans at the highest we've been since the beginning of the year. But that said, too, if you looked at when the November beans got up against resistance, it stopped us really probably for the last 6 months. Now we've come back to what's been supporting us for the last 4 to 5 months. You know, so, I mean, it's really a market that's going nowhere. We hear again, too, we know that there is a very ample supply coming out of South America, Argentina, Brazil, both. We're not going to be the market for soybeans at this point in time, at least for the next couple of months. So here again, if anything's going to happen positive in these markets, it's going to have to come weather related. You know, we're that time of the year where sometimes you finish the end of a trend. So, you know, maybe we're going to be fortunate enough this year to maybe find a low around the 4th of July instead of a high. So it, you know, not that we're going to need something to spark that along. Maybe USDA will do it next week. That's, you know, not that usually grain stocks or acreage is going to be a big surprise at this point, but, you know, maybe we'll get the bad news out of the way. We can talk about something else then. And not that it was a panic type sell-off, although some markets got a little excited here and there this week. But it does have that almost feel and look of an exhaustion move. I mean, we're here. The weather forecast looks great. There's no sense sticking around any longer. Get me out. And, you know, oftentimes that will happen towards the low in a market. So, again, next week we'll probably tell us a lot more. But, we're down to levels that should be value at this point in time. You know, strangely enough, when you look at the corn market, we've had great demand up until this point. You know, the other thing that's a little bit unusual for this year is we've had the dollar break down to the lowest levels it's been for several years here now. You know, no reaction to that. So, I mean, this market just does not want to seem to pay attention to anything. It might be positive, but, you know, those things all tend to catch up with us eventually, too. Well, keeping in mind that it's only been a week that they've been long beans. So, I mean, they were short a week ago, 2 weeks ago. I didn't see the numbers here this afternoon if they have eliminated that long position now, which could very well have been here with the performance of the last week. So it's, I think of the bean market, if there's any that has a possibility of seeing some excitement really build in there. I mean, one, you've had oil been pretty responsive. Granted, it's backed off here this week, but I mean, the change or the new guidelines on the renewable fuels gave that oil market a nice boost. So, I mean, that element could help us out. The other is, I think we tend to forget, we're down 3 million acres on soybeans this year. So, I mean, you've already kind of set the stage to where if there is an issue, and again, if is a huge word in this category, but if there is an issue late July, August, you know, when you get into the critical months in the soybeans, you could still see a pretty good response in the soybean market. So I'm not anxious to get terribly bearish just yet on soybeans.
That's the row crops. Let's talk about wheat for a moment.
Well, you know, if you look at seasonals, I mean, this is actually the time of the year where the old voice from the tomb myth kind of comes into play, that around July 1 is really when you want to be long in the wheat market. So, you know, again, yes, I think we're probably, you know, looking at one of those final flushes lower. We know harvest is really just upon us, or already started, of course, in some areas. So, certainly I can't look at anything that happened this week and say, well, that was it. You know, we're ready to make the turn. But that said, a lot of this accumulation of negativeness, you know, has probably pushed us to the extreme or beyond what we should realistically for value and prices right now. That squirrel mentality is a very short attention span. So it may react to something, but it's so quickly forgets about it. It just kind of goes back and we languish, I guess, would be the best word. You know, and again, the corn market is a perfect example this year. We will get excited every now and then, but it's almost always temporary. And a lot of things you would expect to have generated a reaction in the corn market just really failed to do so this year. So I think, yes, it's tired. You know, we've been 2.5 years lower, almost 3 years lower. So I think it's just a very worn out. The bulls have just been beat and beat and beat. And they're finally giving up. And I think that final give up, you know, when you look at the large specs right now, they are short a massive amount of corn. So, I mean, they're counting on this crop season just being perfect the rest of the year out. So if there's going to be an element of surprise, you know, it's probably not going to be in their favor.
Dan Huber, market analyst on Market to Market over the weekend on PBS. This is Inside Agriculture. It's now time for the weather forecast.